This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great family radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our great firefighters, EMTs, our military men and women, our police, our hospitals, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all the people that are working on the U.S. coronavirus effort, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thank you for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all those roughnecks working on the oil fields and the oil rigs all around the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And oil is on the rebound, on the way back up again. So you guys ought to be feeling pretty good about that. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and make sure that you also like us and jump on into the chat room after you do that, because we got a whole bunch of people in the chat room conversing with us right now. And right now on the telephone line, we've got the one, the only, the incomparable Ron Edwards, and that's for Flip. And Flip is waving at me right now. You can't believe this. I think it's what's called a grizzly bear. It looks like from Alaska, sitting there waving.
Oh, wow.
It's a big one, too, I'll tell you. Anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. First of all, I haven't had a chance to say anything about this yet, but yesterday, late in the day, Don Shula passed away, 90 years young. Of course, the primary reason that the Miami Dolphins were the Miami Dolphins, he was a great coach, died at the age of 90 years old, and he will long be remembered, the winningest coach in football.
Yeah, and he was a great guy, too. His players loved him, and he was the kind of coach that they used to say you would run through a brick wall for. And, he was fantastic. And the thing about it, he's one of the rare coaches that knew how to adjust his coaching according to the skill levels of his players and bring out the best of those players. You know, some coaches are like one size fits all, and it doesn't always work, but he was able to adjust wherever he was. He coached, and he did great at both places.
Yep. Now, the big news in the communications industry is there's some reshaping going on over at NBC News, which also involves MSNBC. The chairman, Andy Lack, is stepping down. They are reorganizing over there. They didn't have much choice because they were like the low guys on the totem pole.
Well, they've been, you know, they say sucking wind for a long time over there, because NBC and all of that, I would say that the quality of their reporting is one of the main reasons why they're at the bottom, scraping the bottom line.
Wait a minute. Do they report?
Okay, lie.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah.
Even for bad players. And so someone had to go. There had to be a shakeup. So good for them. I doubt if it's going to really change the philosophical base, which would improve things. But, you know, they've got to appear to do something. So there they go. Away they go.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that is kind of strange is a poll yesterday came out, the Emerson College poll. That's a college, a liberal college up in Iowa. And they apparently have Joe Biden and Donald Trump tied in Texas. Now, I go back to my days of Beto O'Rourke when about 3 days before the election, Beto O'Rourke was up by 10 points in one of those same polls over Ted Cruz.
Yeah, maybe they're, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, but, you know, all of the, remember the last election go-around, how all the polls had Mrs. Clinton not only tied, but way ahead of Trump. That's all this is about. I don't know why these people continue to come out with these polls that are unreal. And I guess it's wishful thinking or something.
Mind over matter.
And Texas, please.
Yeah, mind over matter. That's what they're trying to do, mind over matter. But anyway, what can I tell you that you don't already know? Also, I know you're going to love this one. A committee was formed to draft Michelle Obama as Joe Biden's vice presidential candidate. Now, I don't think Michelle Obama is running, but she did make a comment, and here's the comment that kind of says something. She said, "Black Americans not voting in 2016 was a real slap in the face to her."
Oh, golly gee. You know, they want to draft her because she is still, and I can't explain how, but she's still pretty popular, and not only among Black Americans, but a lot of whites, too, because if it wasn't for idiotic, a lot of white people, she and her husband would not have been elected. She's, and besides this, I think because Biden is failing in certain areas, in certain ways, if they were to bring someone like Mrs. Obama on, who's very popular, and they think that he would win, and then they'd switch things out once they got into office.
Yeah, because he'd be mentally incapable of continuing.
Of
all right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll have an Edwards Notebook lined up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Oftentimes, government officials like Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer think they know what's best, but in reality, they know a lot less than we the people. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, I find it ironic and at times a bit maddening when government officials with more in common with Karl Marx than Senator Tim Scott are elected over and over again. No wonder many of them think we are stupid and need to be told what to do or when. If we use common sense, there is no logical way we cannot get back to work. Even Republicans like Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio has, to a lesser degree than Michigan's governor, has forced sovereign Ohio citizens to endure draconian edicts that have done more to harm the economy than to subdue the Corona China virus, which will peter out on its own. I wonder if Corona China virus numbers were inflated in order to convince many people to accept an economic shutdown that will do much more harm than Corona China virus. The delay in certain states to get back to work is nothing more than a politically motivated dictatorial practice run to harm President Trump's re-election chances. But we who know better understand. If we don't work, you want to be dictators? Won't be getting paid in the long run. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And this portion of the program now brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Four words, all you need to know. You serve, you save. That means exactly what it is. Active duty military, veterans, as well as first responders, active and retired, pastors, all get a discount on your certified pre-owned or your new vehicle. And by the way, if you go in there and tell them the cap, captain sent you, you get $500 right off the top of the price right to begin with. Just say, the captain sent me when you go in there, and you get $500 right off the top. Now, the other thing is, if you need to get your car serviced, it's that time of the year. People are now back out driving again because we got the state open, and you might even want to go for a drive maybe down into South Florida. Maybe you want to go up into North Florida. Heck, maybe you want to go to the Panhandle. Well, if you do and you need that oil change or tires rotated or whatever, again, veterans, active duty military, and first responders all get 15% off, along with pastors and military family members. They all get that 15% off when you get your vehicle serviced at Moss Nissan. So, you got to check them out. You got to do that. Now, they've got four locations to serve you. They've got the original flagship store, Moss Nissan, at 19 and 54 up there in Newport Richey. Go say hello to my buddies Elizabeth or Carrie or Sean or Joe or Pete or Charlie, okay, just to mention a few names. And then up there in Crystal River, U.S. 19, great crowd up there too. And then down here in Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue, you got the Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura dealership side by side. Stop in there and see Dave or see John or see Fred. And always tell them the captain sent you, because I'm telling you, that's your instant guideline to savings right there. That's $500 off whatever vehicle you're going to purchase. And don't forget, same thing applies, 15% off when you get your vehicle service if you're a vet, active military, first responder, pastor, or a military family member at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. And yes, Whip is still there.
Good morning again, Flip.
Yeah, and by the way, we had lunch Saturday up at Wayne Gross's place. So Flip rode his bike up there and brought another couple along with him. We had a nice lunch, and it was well received by all. How's that? You're invited sometime. Absolutely. If you ever drag your butt down here.
I'll be riding my bike down.
Okay, well, it's all downhill. It's all downhill. It'll be pretty easy, right? All right. And by the way, there's a new way of getting around down here. We call it a broom handle and a bed sheet.
Okay.
A pair of roller skates. So anyway, there you go.
Okay.
All right. What were these clowns thinking in Venezuela? Did you hear about that? A couple of Green Berets got roped into a deal with a Venezuelan general who said, well, I have a great way you can get in and you can help us repatriate the nation, this, that, and the other. And they supposedly had 300 people, but I kind of doubt that, because they got into a firefight and eight of their guys were killed. And the two people that survived, apparently, were these two American Green Berets who are retired, they got captured. And I saw the videos here when we were talking top of the hour news on the phone. I saw them being literally escorted off in not such a friendly manner.
Yeah, I guess they weren't too bright, I guess. Said that 10 people involved in the in the incursion. Of course, they were detained. I agree with you. I don't know what they were thinking. However, American military veteran Jordan Gaudreau, who leads a Florida-based security company called Silver Cup USA,
yeah, in Melbourne,
said that the two Americans working with him, Aaron Berry and Luke Dinman, had been captured.
Yep.
And so I don't know. It's going to be pretty hard to get them released. Because it's not like the Venezuelan dictators are our friends at all, and so it looked like these two are in big heap of trouble. I wouldn't have trusted that general and get involved in that one, I tell you.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines, and I believe we got one of our favorite questioners, Bagamon Bob, in the line. Is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing?
What's up? What's up?
Anyway, seems like the Democratic Party has been swinging even further to the left. I heard this proposal that they were going to give guaranteed income to illegal immigrants.
That's Andrew Yang's proposal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is, how can they do that? I just swear to God, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's about it.
Yeah, well, that's Andrew Yang, and one of the things that Andrew Yang wanted to get in and why he was in the race was the guaranteed annual income, right?
Yeah, of course. You have to attract more illegals to your country so that you'll have many more people in the country who shouldn't be here. But there's a reason why they want to turn America into another way via illegal border crossers. I don't know if you read this story about they said that they had to decrease the white population in order to, and they could do that by bringing in a bunch of illegals who would more than likely accept this corona, not corona, but these vaccines. And so I read that the other day, and my jaw dropped. That is one amongst many reasons why they want to bring people into this country to help fundamentally transform it into a hellhole.
Well, yeah, because Joe Biden did say that it was time for him to fundamentally transform America. Now, I wanted just to address one of our good listeners up there in Valdosta, Georgia, James. He's our Rexport paper relocator. James, I see your note, and I'm going to give you a great suggestion, my friend. Go see Mayor Scott James over there at the Valdosta, and fill out an application for the city of Valdosta. He's a good man to work for, and I'm sure they could find an opening for you over there, James. So that's my little suggestion from me to you. All right, now let's go back to taking a look here. Tara Reid, okay, we know all about her, right, the accuser of Joe Biden?
Yes.
And Joe Biden said, well, just check my records. I'll sign something so you can get my records. He knew that the Senate couldn't release the records. He knew that. So he sent him on a wild goose chase while his goons went over to the University of Delaware to try to search through some records and see if they could find what they needed to find. And we don't know if they did or not, but I would be willing to bet you that they might have.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the paper version of what Hillary did with the emails. They got rid of information. They got rid of stuff. And so, yeah, go ahead and go look now. Yeah, the stuff that they need is no longer there.
And so, now hear this. 1 in 4 of the Democrat registered voters who were polled who watched Joe Biden's denial want a new candidate. They do not want Joe Biden as their presidential candidate. It's 25%.
Well, that's who they got, and I hope that's who they keep. And it'll be real fun.
Him and Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah, those two. She's actually more popular than he is.
I know, but she would wind up being the president because within 6 months, no more than a year, he would have dementia and be unable to continue.
And you talk about just the renewing of the Obama. Oh, my God. I would have to leave the country. But, it's bad stuff, man.
Okay, we will talk to you on Thursday, so stay out of trouble till then.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And again, go over there to his website, theronedwards.com, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, some of you have already contacted me and told me that you've taken the Balance of Nature, you've ordered it, and you've got it, and you're feeling better. I can tell you that I've been on it now for about 3 weeks, and I'm taking it as directed, and it's making me feel a whole lot better, too. By the way, one of the things that it does is it helps you build up your immunity, and, you know, the unnatural or the unmatched balance of Mother Nature is just now very, very much easier to do with Balance of Nature, because I'm taking the fruits and the veggie capsules. Now, you take three of them a day. I do it such I take one in the morning and two later in the afternoon, early evening. And it just makes you feel better. That's all I can tell you. But no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, real food, real science, real nutrition. And nutritional equivalent in it is the all of the fruits and all the vegetables you could possibly eat over the next day or two. It's got like 10 servings of fruits and vegetables in it. Very healthy for you, and you'll feel a whole bunch better, too. Now, here's the best deal. Go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, and you can put in the code Captain's America or AM860, whichever. But Captain's America, if you put that in there, they'll give you a 35% discount. Just tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. Same thing on the telephone number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Tell them that you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. So there you go, Balance of Nature. And that's a good product. So there you go. Now, Marie Harf, who is a Democratic operative extraordinaire. Everybody can agree to that. This is how much she doesn't know about business. Listen to what she had to say. Listen to what she had to say about small businesses and the economy.
But the bottom line is we still need more testing. We still need more contact tracing. We still need more therapeutic treatments. You heard Dr. Birx. We've heard Dr. Fauci talk about that. And so the economy, even if we open nail salons, hair salons, Chris, the economy isn't really going to get going again until we can travel, until we can move around the country. It will not get going again in a real meaningful way by opening small businesses in certain places. And so we have to get all of those things I just mentioned to eventually get to a place where the economy really can open back up. That is not happening anytime soon.
So if we open the small businesses, which is what we should do, the mom and pop stores, which so many people like to go to because the big box stores just don't quite cut it most of the time for a lot of people, especially in small time America, Maria, then, or it's Marie. I don't want to put the bad name down for Maria. So if we do that, then we're not doing it right because people want to travel. Well, I think you want to travel, Marie. All right, let's go to this phone lines. Eric and Seminole, what's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
How'd you like that one about Marie?
Oh, she should have sent in Chuck Norris on that one, man. He'd get the job done better. That was a knuckleheaded idea. Now, I don't know. Obviously, no one knows all the parameters and stuff, but real quick, in my opinion, that operation that he thought he was going to, you know, swing heavy on, he could have compromised.
You talking about Venezuela?
Yeah.
There was a Venezuela general expatriate that was involved in that roped those guys into that.
Right. So check this out. What other good guy assets are potentially compromised or skylighted that have been developed within the country that you don't know what somebody's going to talk or how they're going to get bribed or tortured or whatnot when, you know, as far as the other mercenaries go, they can say they're the hardest guy in the world and have the longest resume, you know, longer than the Holy Bible.
Well, you want to know what I hope they don't have to encounter?
What's that?
Russian interrogators.
Absolutely. Russian Hezbollah, Iranian interrogators, whoever's down there,
Hezbollah's there. Hezbollah is there, so is Russia. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, last hour, real quick, you read some military news regarding a death involving a military freefall night training.
Correct.
And I was wondering if I could shed a little light on that. I know it's
sure.
My experience in that realm is kind of dated because obviously that's what I was doing when I ended up getting medically retired as a result of my injuries. But here's the deal. The Army comes out and they said that they needed to ensure that, you know, follow the recommendations. They need to ensure that there's, you know, positive comms at all time when conducting, full mission profile. Now, for people who don't know what a full mission profile is, basically, you're dropping a wall locker between your legs. You got your weapons bag. You got your O2 canisters. You got your Gentex helmet, goggles, whatever else, your munitions, water, food, you know, that and the kitchen sink. You might as well jump the kitchen sink, too, at that point. Now, they were conducting night full-profile training operations. Well, back in the day, you know, I'm pretty sure it's similar now, but there were the three most dangerous jobs in the military that any personnel could do would be, number one, is to work the four-acre flight deck under night flight operations on an aircraft carrier. Number two is night military free-fall parachute operations. And number three is parachute operations day or night, whether you're jumping a static line or free-fall, because a million things can go wrong. Now, according to the investigation, what was released in the Military Times that I read, you know, Googled the story real quick. Mm-hmm. They basically said he had suffered a catastrophic injury. They didn't say that, but I'm paraphrasing. He suffered a catastrophic injury while under canopy because of the malfunction that another jumper had regarding a released brake line under tension. And when that happens, you can start going into a spiral, and basically your forward speed in one of those, I'm not sure what the Army was jumping, but we used to jump MC5s. Basically, it's a wing, and you're traveling forward speed anywhere between 20 and 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you're doing this at night. These guys are doing this at night. You couldn't see what they were doing up there.
You do not know what happened. Now, it's tragic that the soldier, the Ranger, lost, you know, the Ranger lost his life, you know, while certain in the country,
right.
But I think the premature, how should I say, people went, oh, it's dangerous. It is the most dangerous thing you can do in the military, again, other than working a carrier operation, under flight operations. Now, they were talking that he was jumping with night, you know, nods and stuff like that. Well, they didn't give an altitude that they dove out of. They dove at, were they on O? You know, I presume that they were on O2. Now, here's the thing with those O2 and the Gentex helmets. Those O2 already are mic'd for communications. Now, in September of 2000, my class in Yuma, we suffered the catastrophic loss of an instructor and a student when they collided at night on the student was jumping full mission profile, night, the O2, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that we had was we had waist packs that had, you know, little mini Motorolas in it. So when you got on the deck, hey, you know, roster XYZ, all okay.
Right.
Come to now, we had to search for those cats. Respectfully, we had to get online and search for those members.
You know how long it took them to find this stranger that went down?
I'm presuming if it's at night, it could have been a couple hours, if not.
It was
longer.
2 hours.
So understanding this, my situation or my opinion on this is, why did they not already not have positive comm? They're the canopy commanders, and they're under canopy, and they're flying their rig, and they're doing their you know, burning altitude and stuff, getting online, stacking, and traveling to the zone. But the thing that this is not, unfortunately, this is not the first time that potential communications. Now, are they going to have hands-free communications that are on, like on the Gentex, the O2 mask, like I was saying?
Maybe.
Already wired. You just plug in and talk.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we don't know what was he already. They didn't say that he was hypoxic or anything for loss of consciousness. But, you know, may he rest in peace. Rangers lead the way all the way. And, you know, that is the second most dangerous thing anybody can do in the military at any time.
By the way, how are your boys? How are your boys?
Hey, my boys are doing good. One's waiting on selection program that's been delayed because of the we're all going to die virus. Other one's on hold. They're not accepting anybody right now because of the same situation.
Okay.
But they're maintaining. They're still hard charging. You know, good to go. And I just wanted to say thank you again for taking my call.
Sure.
And maybe some active duty folks can elaborate on some of the stuff that I've just put out, and maybe they can amplify the remarks. But my question is, if that's their only recommendation, why didn't they already why did they not already have them?
Good point.
Because last year also there was another, if I'm not mistaken, last year there was a pararescueman that encountered a malfunction while doing night training.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Anyway, Roger that, sir. Simplifying. Thanks for taking my call. Stay low, sir.
Thank you very much. And that's Eric in Seminole. And obviously we were talking a little shop there. As you well know, I know some of you in the audience got lost a little bit, but that's okay. A lot of you people in the audience didn't get lost on that one, especially anybody that's airborne qualified. All righty, I'll be right back. Final segment of the show coming right up, and if you want to opine, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. And here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny. Winds will be out of the west. We'll have some gusts up to about 10-15 miles an hour. But for the most part, it'll be a fairly normal day on the water with a very light breeze. It'll have a light chop of about 1 to 2 feet in the waves. Gulf water temperature 80 degrees, the bay water temperature 78. Our high tide came at 1:12 a.m. Our low tide is coming to us at 7:08 a.m. And keep in mind that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest of all of the franchises in the 213-member franchise family of the Freedom Boat Club across the country. Now, we've got 500 boats here with 30 locations and more coming. Now, they've kind of put the damper on things until after everything gets back to normal here, which it will after the COVID-19 virus pandemic, whatever you want to call it. And right now, folks, there is no better for your health plan than a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, have a great time on the water with your friends or your family, and sun sanitize too. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, or maybe you're going across country in the RV or the family truckster or whatever, and you still got some dollars left in your bank, why don't you invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Now, for a limited time, you'll get $1,000 off the one-time initiation membership fee, and you'll get 1 month free for a limited time. And the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservations, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So call Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And remember, you join here, you got reciprocity anywhere in the country. Or if you're a member up there, come down here, you got reciprocity down here, wherever you're at. And when I say up and down, I'm talking about in the northern part of the U.S. as well as way out there, West California, San Diego. Yep, got a Freedom Boat Club there. Lake Mead, Nevada. Yep, got a Freedom Boat Club there. And so on and so on. So, call the Freedom Boat Club again, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. Sun sanitizing is what they call it. And boy, is that fun being out there in the water. Nothing quite like it. Okay. You know, we've heard from Steve Scalise, and keep in mind, after what Steve Scalise has been through, the guy's a saint. The guy's an absolute saint after almost being killed and shot to the point where he would have died in another era 20, 30 years ago. Medicine's advanced so much he would have definitely died. But he said about the Flynn actions and the people that got involved from the FBI, he said that people need to go to jail. And they do. They really do. That's real accountability. Now, I happen to know that Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham are investigating this, but you can only go so fast. And there's a lot of deterrence in the way. The Obama administration, if you remember right, put a bunch of people at middle management intentionally, to act as deterrents or as blockers, if you will, for anything coming by a new administration that might want to, say, go after them or whatever. Because I think they knew that inevitably they were going to be found out about and people were going to go after them. Now, to think that people in the upper echelon of the White House were not involved in the Michael Flynn thing, you're wrong. This was not just the FBI doing this all by their little lonesome and some rogue FBI agents. This went way up the chain of command. And Devin Nunes, the congressman from California, who's been beating the drum for years about this, he dug in, exposing the fact that you now had what they call dirty cops in the FBI, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. You got some other people involved that they want to call as witnesses. I get it. They need to do that. But the text messages show that Strzok and Page altered the Flynn interview notes. That all by itself would have landed anybody else listening to me right now in jail. And the FBI documents reveal an effort to get Flynn to lie or to be fired. Now, they don't know who wrote that. They do not know who wrote those notes. Again, if they had a clear and definitive idea, that person might be sitting behind bars right now. Now, Alan Dershowitz,
who is a Democrat, said that the FBI abused its power on Flynn and probably some others. And that's absolutely true. There probably are others. We just don't know who they are yet. And the House GOP leaders are calling for the FBI to review the Flynn case. And by the way, if our current FBI director, Christopher Wray, does not want to do his job, then maybe he needs to be replaced. Maybe he needs to be replaced. Think about it. Think about it. It's a no-brainer to me. By the way, this portion of the program, final couple of minutes here, brought to you by our buddies over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, you've got Jill sitting there in the store. You can stop by and see her anytime you want. You got Kevin out driving around and about, and when you call for an installer, you're going to get Kevin more than likely. But Dominic's, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around for a number of years, and they're well-known all throughout the Sarasota, Manatee area. Now, they are getting known in the Pinellas and Hillsborough County areas because have carpet, or I'm sorry, have blinds, have shades, have shutters, will travel. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the street. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's does something that the big box stores don't do. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You buy from them, you're going to get the service that comes with it, and it's second to nobody's. Now, remember, all military and first responders also get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All you got to do is give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That gets you access to the back room and all that great pastry that's back there. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that? You never know, because back in the days, there was always some really good pastry hiding in the back room. So there you go. All right. Now, coming up tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch, as we get into the Wednesday morning show, of course, we bring on our buddy Colonel Jim Morshuk, and he and I are going to be talking about whatever in the heck it was that they were trying to do down there in Venezuela. I mean, come on. You talk about being waited for. I mean, these guys walked right into it. And the two Americans that were captured, they're not just being detained. They are sitting somewhere in a really rotten jail cell. And the only question is, are the Russians that are there going to question them? Is Hezbollah that's there going to question them? It's not going to be pretty. But I don't know what they were thinking, but the State Department, I don't know what the State Department can do either. Okay, coming back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch with a lot more. Remember, also, always tomorrow's news tonight here, because all these other news programs in the morning have started listening to us, and you'll hear a lot of what I just talked about this morning on the other shows. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Stay low. Stay healthy. And remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. See
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.